Welcome to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow with me, your quantum wealth and wellness expert, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, bringing to you a holistic healing revolution, eradicating exhaustion and renewing your whole life. Whether you're a corporate executive or homemaker, exhaustion and burnout have no boundaries. I bring over 30 years of wellness and wealth expertise to this hit show, specializing in helping leaders recover from burnout and transforming themselves into the prosperous executives they were meant to be. When it comes to burnout, I have a simple philosophy. When you have energy problems, you need energy solutions. You don't have to accept chronic mood swings and exhaustion as normal. You can go from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain and illness to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. Burn Bright Today starts right now. So much to all of the listeners who reached out after last week's show. I really appreciate it. And I'm very excited. We have a special guest on the show that reached out. We've got Jamie from Houston. We're going to bring her in here for a minute. She's got a lot to say, folks, and very excited to have her on the show. Before we bring Jamie on, let's talk a little bit about the title of the show and some of the energies that we're dealing with this week. Give us an idea of how we can heal our hearts after we've experienced fraudulent sex. Now, I had a little trepidation about the title when I was divinely guided to provide this title for you today. And I even double checked it, honestly, right before the show. And I got, you know what? It's up. It's in the ethers. And you know what? It's time for us to heal. So again, this is a no blame zone. Okay. No blame, no shame, no guilt. We're just going to talk about what's on our hearts and we're going to help each other heal because women, we need each other. Okay, ladies. All right. So by definition, when we're talking about fraudulent sex, what I'm referring to in this context is an intimate relationship that we would not have entered into if we had had full context of what was really going on. Because often what happens as an energy psychologist and a board certified holistic registered nurse certified in various healing modalities, energy healing modalities such as gemstone and diamond therapy, what can happen is our biofields can trick us and we can mistake a biofield reaction for love. And what happens is we can meet another person, a man or a woman, this is not gender specific, that in some way, shape, or form is mirroring or projecting love to us. And they might have even thought it was genuine at the time. But that loving or sexual energy gets projected out to us and our biofield reacts. Our heart center might open. We might experience God's love or the energy field itself might actually be tricked. Our body might be playing tricks on us. And what can happen is, especially if we meet someone that is a potential partner for us, a sexual or intimate or romantic partner, it may trigger us, okay? It might fire on all cylinders and really get our energy fields going. We might experience a fluttering of the heart, a fluttering of the stomach, a weak in the knees, which we've been trained culturally as a misconception to think that this is actually love when it's actually a biofield reaction, okay? Now, what can happen is our body, our biofield plays tricks on us. We mistake it for love and we end up entering into a relationship of some sort that we would not have entered into if we'd have had the facts, if we'd have known who this person really was, what their agenda really was, or that they were actually manipulating us in some way. I've even known sales reps who've actually done this, have misused their sexual energy to energetically, with the biofield, seduce someone to their own means, to get them to buy a product or to invest or make some type of a financial commitment or a gain of some type. So this can absolutely be mistaken for love. and it can lead to tremendous heartbreak. And everybody knows my story, so we're not going to revisit my story. We did that last week, and it's in the past. It's now a part of my legacy. So what we're going to do is talk about if this has happened to you, what you've done about it, and then how you can actually heal your heart. So if you've had this happen in a business relationship, or if you've had this happen in a friendship, a platonic friendship, or if you've had this happen in a romantic relationship, this can be really hard on your heart and it can be really hard to heal. So in a moment, we're going to bring on Jamie. And just in complete transparency, Jamie is a pro exec client of mine. She's amazing. And we've been working together a couple, 2.5, 3 years now. So I'm going to bring Jamie on and we're going to ask her to tell her story about some of the heartbreak that she experienced, how we met, how we came to be working together in the client practitioner role, and some of the things that took place to help her heal her heart. So right before I bring Jamie on though, I'm going to provide an energy update because this is what this is all about, biofields and energy reactions, right? So, all right, Sturgeon full moon in Aquarius on Sunday. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I got thrown for a loop. And with 5 planets in retrograde, all of my stuff got kicked up. I had multiple triggers. I had a major opportunity to release some underlying tension out of my biofield. Some residual grief came up, and it was an incredible opportunity to get this residual anger, residual pain, residual grief from the end of my relationship, from the way the events that my personal divorce went down, as everybody knows. We're about, 9 months post final divorce decree and still having some residual healing going on. I'm just going to be completely transparent with you. And over yesterday, it was the day that I had to move. Everyone knows that I had to radically downsize. And the last of my belongings now fit in about 50 square feet in a storage unit. So you talk about radically downsizing and the last of the purging and the last of letting go of anything that I'm not taking forward with me into my brand new life that I've been creating for quite some time that I'm now ready to step into. And the last steps right before we step into our new life, we might have a situation come up that will really get our attention, and it might really poke our energy field, especially the emotional subtle body. Some of our emotions might really get triggered, and it's a gift. It is how God in the universe is working with us right now to help us shed the residual karma or painful memories or karmic engrams deep within our energy field and help get it up and exploded and out so we can heal it, process it, and just return it to Mother Earth where it belongs, into the life stream, so that we can actually heal our hearts and move forward into this brand new life that we've been creating behind the scenes for quite some time now. I've done it, my clients have done it, and you can do it too. So we're going to be talking a little bit about this. Now, before we bring on Jamie, we'll go to a break here in just a few minutes. But before we bring on Jamie, I also just want to share with you a little bit of a caution. The full moon in Aquarius that we had exact yesterday, we're still going to have these residual energies for the next 3 weeks. So what you might expect is this is an opportunity. You know, we might be feeling like that we know where we want to be. We're trying to get our new career. We're trying to get a new relationship or make a change. We're trying to get our careers up and running in this new Aquarian age post-pandemic with the gift of COVID. But yet we feel like the universe has been like pressuring us for patience. So this has also been one of the gifts, is learning and practicing patience, that all of these things take place in divine right timing, because there's still more wisdom, or there's still something in our bioenergy field that needs to be healed, that we need to look at, we need to address, and we need to heal. Now, that might come up for you in the next 3 weeks or so. Also, the universe in this period of time under the Sturgeon full moon in Aquarius will also might be nudging you to start something of a healthier lifestyle, one of which might very well be, because Mercury's in retrograde, we got five planets in retrograde. Mercury is our communication. So one of the things that I would just encourage you that I'm doing, and I've noticed in others around me in the last 24 to 48 hours, is to be very, very careful with the words that you speak, especially woman to woman. This is a time now of great healing, but we still have some underlying like civil war energies. So what we want to make sure is, if somebody does accidentally or on purpose trigger our emotions, we have the opportunity, rather than to react with aggression, which we had to do for fight or flight or survival before, this is an opportunity to speak with love and to speak with kindness and to lift each other up and to nurture each other. So major opportunity took place for me over the weekend. I got through it. I'm in a higher and better place, as are my loved ones and my dearest, dearest friends who helped me out over the weekend with the move. So just want to let you know, this is an opportunity to improve your life and to improve everyone else's around you. Because, you know, when we treat each and every person with dignity and respect as the divine beings that they are, whether they're the nail technician, whether they're the movers, or the concierge, or the receptionist. When we treat everyone with divine love, dignity, and respect, it spreads like a contagion. So as you know, I'm all about starting contagions of healing. So, all right, folks, enough about the energy update. We're gonna take a short break. And when we come back here in just a few moments, we've got Jamie from Houston on, and I can't wait for you to meet her. Talk to you in just a few minutes.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hello, welcome back. It's Jennifer Marcinelli with Burn Bright Today. And I warmly invite you to visit my new platform. My incredible platform manager, Dr. Pat Basile at Transformation Talk Radio, has done a fantastic job updating my platform. So visit over burnbrighttoday.com and pop on social media and let me know what you think. I am thrilled today, Jamie. I am so glad that you've got a volunteer to come on the show and speak your truth with us. It's always an honor and a privilege to be chosen by someone to serve them on their healing journey. You and I have been together, what, a couple of years now? So why don't you speak up and say hello? We've got 2 or 3 million people that would just love to hear your truth.
Hi, Jennifer. First, I'd like to start out saying thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor, and I have much gratitude and appreciation for who you are, your gift of healing, and bringing me to a beautiful, peaceful place in my life. And without you, I don't think I could have accomplished it. So thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And we're in this together. And as I will always say, it is an honor and a privilege to serve as a facilitator to help you. But really, the gratitude goes to you because you're actually the one doing the work. I'm just facilitating. So it's wonderful. And it is amazing as a practitioner to see how far you have come and the amazing changes that you have made in your life by doing the work. So, you know what? You and I met on an airplane, right?
Yes, we surely did. And it wasn't supposed to be that way. It was, I guess, the universe aligning us and sitting us next to each other. And it was a remarkable, enlightening plane ride, to say the least, and a beautiful connection sent from higher God universe. And it was eye-opening. And after I left, I'm like, I need to see this lady. You had, I'm not sure how many jewels wrapped around your neck, but you were on a mission to heal others. And after our long conversation, I acknowledge I want to be the best person I can possibly be. And at that given point, I was suffering a heartbreak. And my soul, my heart was crumbling. I couldn't put one foot in front of the other. Literally, the day prior to meeting you, I broke my toe, tripping over a random shoe in the middle of my hotel room in the middle of the night, just going to the bathroom. And I needed that strength from another source that I was not able to do. And I felt as my entire life I've been able to recover from any obstacle or complete any challenge put in front of me. And unfortunately, relationships have been a challenge for me, connecting with others and having that trust and honesty and loyalty within. And at that given time, you were there to step in to help me to rebuild and repair my heart. So thank you.
Oh, it is a privilege to help you. And May I just ask everyone, you know, you're obviously your client, and you obviously have an informed consent to treat on file. We've been working together for quite some time. But I just want to ask you, may I have your permission to work with your energy field live on the air as we're doing, as we're talking? Because I'm kind of getting the nudge that something might come up that I might be able to share that would help a listener. I'm kind of getting a feeling there might be someone out there who's been through a heartbreak, perhaps similar to yours. And perhaps there's some wisdom or some healing energies that could come out to, you know, maybe heal one of the listeners listening. So may I have your permission to work with your biofield as we continue to talk live on the air? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yes, I agree. I love that for you too.
Thank you. And may I have your permission to speak what I'm guided to say, and I will hold private anything that's private. We'll talk about it off the air. But may I have your permission what I get to share that is appropriate for, you know, 3 million listeners? May I have your permission to do that as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I'm doing right now is the first diamond has come into space. So this is a 1.12 carat HVVS1 seven color ray therapeutic diamond. And what I'm doing is I'm just bringing it into space and I'm connecting with your biofield remotely. We are not in the same location. We are in Texas, but we're not in the, we're on opposite sides of Texas here. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to be guided. Would you mind sharing, talking a little bit about the heart, where your heart was when we met and what some of the things did, what we had to do, what was the first thing that came up in session that helped you heal your heartbreak from this, what at the time was a really painful ending of a romantic relationship?
Yes. So
it's okay. Do you need a minute? Because you're getting diamond energy. Do you need a minute? And go ahead and take a moment and connect with the diamond energy. Yeah. Take a moment. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So prior to meeting you, I was extremely sensitive and I would say very vulnerable. I had just ended at an engagement and took a lot of time for myself, for travel and self-love. And I accidentally met somebody and it was by accident. And I was extremely clear when I met the person, I was not ready for a relationship. I am happy with myself and finding a man is not the answer. Loving myself and being happy within, that's the answer to true love. And this person latched on to me and would not give up. And so basically said all the right things, did all the right things to rope me in, bait and switch. And ultimately, in the end, after several months of luring me in, there was love bombing and then ghosting. So I did not understand how somebody could do this. And so in that session, our first session, you said that my heart needed to build a vortex and you put barriers around me to
protect
my heart.
That's exactly right. The heart muscle needed, and the actual physical heart muscle and the energetic layers of the heart muscle, the super physical, emotional, causal, which is memory, and mental bodies needed to have a healing vortex built so the heart itself could actually release the pain, the low vibration energies from this heartbreak, and that high vibration healing energies could actually come in the form of a vortex. That's exactly right. Good memory. That's exactly one of the first steps that came up during your session.
Yes. And I believe in that same session, I went there for heartbreak and you ended up healing my wounds from my mom and the pain and struggle that I had from the abandonment of my mother. Yes. So the relationships that I have cultivated, I'm always trying to fix others and help them be better people and walk a fine line or the a line of godliness and kindness. And I had to release that and the pain within in order to move forward. And you had to release a lot of that karmic energy that was, I guess, residing within and realign certain things so that I could attract the right people and then keep the people that were predators and people that were attaching to my energy of love and compassion and like authenticity. You mm-hmm. had to like build that barrier within my clarity, my brain, that energy, and then my heart. And so through that, a lot of these relationships started falling off left and right, and I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And it was a miracle. I knew deep within why this was all occurring, and whatever wasn't serving me was quickly dissipating. And with that, I found peace. But it's awakening period for me being with you. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And you're receiving diamond energy live in the moment here too. So let me give you just a moment. Let's catch your breath. Thank you so very much for your courage to come on the air and to share this story of, because what you've really done is you have survived, you have recovered, and you have moved forward from an experience of fraudulent sex. You have lived and survived and moved forward from someone from my last show last week, talking about characteristics of narcissism and psychopathy, where somebody misrepresented themselves to you and followed a formula to reel you in and to win your affections for a gain that was not for the greater good of all concerned, not for a healthy, loving, intimate relationship. And when you discovered that, you found help, you sought help, you got help, and you've literally healed your heart and are continuing to do so, because healing is a never-ending journey, right? So thank you, Jamie. Major kudos. You're so courageous. Let's take a short break. And when we come back, let's talk about where you are now and, let's back up a little bit and talk about some of the boundaries that we had to create around your heart. And then we'll talk about some of the life changes that you've had to make moving forward, allowing some of those people to fall out of your life. All right. All right. Burn Bright Today with Jennifer J. burnbrighttoday.com. If you want to check out the new website, we'll be back in just a few short minutes, folks.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Hello, Burn Brighters. Welcome back. It's Burn Bright Today with Jennifer J. And we are on live with Jamie from Texas. She is a client. She's a pro-exec client. And we also have in space a 7-color ray therapeutic diamond. This is a 1.12 carat HVVS1 grade 7-color ray therapeutic diamond. This is a live demonstration of basically energy psychology. This is, we're doing it, folks. So thank you, Jamie. I really, again, appreciate your courage to come on and talk about how you went from exhausted and burned out, you know, to burning bright today and how you are burning brighter tomorrow. So would you mind sharing? Could I ask you, because I feel like there's so much more you could share with us. Would you like to talk a little bit more about after the first couple of sessions when we created the healing vortex around your heart and then created the energetic boundaries to protect your heart? Could you talk a little bit about boundaries and other areas of healing, how this, what this looked like in your life and how it played out then and how it's continuing to play out and what you've learned? Right. Could you talk a little bit about that, as much or as little or as much as you'd like to share?
Yes, definitely. Without even knowing I was creating the boundaries, the strengths that you provided with the diamonds and other gems that you used in my sessions, it gave me this inner strength that I can't even describe. I used to not be able to get out of bed some mornings because I was just so sad and hurt to getting up every day and like, I'm going to conquer this world. I'm going each and every day. I'm going to look at it as a gift and a present and live in the present moment and being present. And so people entered my world, whether it was a friend or a relationship, and I would see red flags or people treating me a certain way. That was unexplainable, not normal, not to my standards of human mankind, kindness. I pretty much just set my boundaries and like, I need my space. This is not working well for me. Out of respect and love, I appreciate us having space and not being in contact. And when I did everything with love and clarity, I was able to eliminate people out of my life. And it came from a place of love. So I still love these people and I forgive them for their actions, but I don't want to surround myself with it. And I only want to be, I'd rather be alone than with the wrong people. And so my circle has become really small. I only allow a very few people in my world. And if you're friends with me, it's a huge honor and a blessing. And because I give the shirt off my back to everyone. And my overgenerous nature, which stems from my childhood of coming from nothing, having to sell rocks door to door so I could buy food to eat and having garage sales outside of my house because my mom wouldn't wake up to feed us and I'd have to get a few pennies to walk down to the Burger King to get a thing of fries and get free refills on the fries. You know, the generosity stems from that hunger. And so I know that my generosity throughout my entire life has been overabundant, but now I'm only going to give it to people that truly deserve it. And they have love for me as I love them. And if it's not reciprocated and it's not respected, then I draw the boundary and say, no mas. It can't go on any further. And our life is way too short to be around people that don't cherish us and love us the way we love them. And I only want to be around people that mimic that same love, kindness, respect. Am I being clear about this?
Thank you so very much. And this is how the universe works when you're in tune and when you're healing and you're on your healing journey, is that look at the timing of what you just shared in aligning with the Sturgeon full moon in Aquarius of what we have going on right now. Because one of the gifts of COVID is isolation. And I do know because you just said, I'm really enjoying having more time and space around me. And I've been in personally, all of the listeners know, I have been in lockdown more than a year longer than the rest of the world during the divorce. And one of the gifts of what has taken place is that I have really learned how to be alone. Because I was before, my energy field was tricked by many a pursuer. Many folks, many men who, you know, looking for love themselves, okay, misrepresented themselves to gain my affection, attention, love, energy, you name it. Okay. Some of the things we talked about on last week's show. So I was almost like Jane, Tarzan swings from the vine to vine. I was kind of like that in a way. I would go from one relationship to the next without taking significant time in between each relationship to really heal my heart and to really learn the lesson that that individual relationship taught me, because they're not by accident. They're by soul contract. We have agreements to go into these relationships so that we can learn and grow. And as we talked about last week, everything is cyclical, and relationships are meant to have a natural end, a natural beginning and a natural end. Some relationships will have for lifetimes. Some will have for many years, decades. Some we may only have for years or weeks or months. They're not meant to go on very long. But the whole point is, if we take the time to slow down, just as you have, you took the time to slow down, you sought energy care, multidimensional healing modalities, multidimensional. And you did the work. And you really took the time to heal your heart and work with and get your energy field what it needed, so the energy field itself can be heard, can be acknowledged, and can be healed. And so your spiritual guides could help you release that karma and help you break the karmic pattern that you were in. Like you were saying, you were having the experience of attracting similar unhealthy relationships, like in a loop. All right. And this is exactly what the energy is right now, especially within the next like 3 weeks. We have this incredible opportunity for anybody who wishes to break some unhealthy relationship patterns that might have been extremely difficult to break before. And in your case, your higher self, that part of you that is divine, you know, we met somewhere, soul to soul somewhere, and ended up sitting next to each other on an exit row on a flight that I was not supposed to be on. You were not supposed to be on the exit row, but by divine plan, divine right timing, and divine right action, we were sitting right next to each other. We met and entered into this incredible relationship that we've had, practitioner to client. So kudos to you for doing the work, and kudos to you, and kudos to your energy field for being willing to do the work, because it takes a lot of courage to face ourselves. Because like I talked about last week, when we request a healing, it's not about the other person. It's about healing ourselves. And the more that we heal ourselves, and every relationship mirrors ourselves, right? So we're in a relationship because it's showing something about us that we need to address, heal, or grow. And you've done a phenomenal job of doing the work at looking from your energetic biofield with gems and diamonds and spiritual care, but you've done the mental work as well and the emotional work as well to make these lifelong changes in your relationships. And it is just thrilling and exciting to see what you're going to go do next and what your new dream world that, you know, we're now ready to step into. You're ready to step into it because you've done the work and you've made the changes. So we got a few more minutes here before we take a break. Do you want to just reply to that briefly before we take a break? We've got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as we've talked about, life is full of lessons and we're all students and teachers and taking ownership of who we are. And the only people we can truly control are ourselves. And through this, I learned to put one foot forward with discernment and not to be so trusting. Only give myself to people that win that trust. And that proved to me, not by their love bombing and words, it's by their action and their quality of time and I keep saying kindness. Maybe, I don't know why that word is so profound in this message, but that's what impresses me, kindness, gratitude, and character. And if someone doesn't possess those things, I don't care if you got a Learjet or, you know, 100-foot yacht, that doesn't impress me. I love kindness and being attracted to people that way. I mean, I just want to be surrounded by that. And only surround myself with people. Otherwise, I'd rather be alone reading a book to improve myself or doing self-help or healing to evolve to the next level that I need to be. And to be a better person for myself and my daughters and family members and friends. But life is full of lessons. And I've learned a huge lesson by people that tell you one thing and they have not pure intentions. And it without the healing of your diamonds and the protection around my heart, I do not think I could have got up. I did not want to live. And you helped me keep going. And people will use different types of tools. And I know this is about sex, and sex was primary in that relationship. And so, it played a huge role, and I know the energy from that was what confused me. So to people out there listening, try not to ever believe someone just by sex. It's by their actions and kindness and character and gratitude of who you are and them being in your presence. Because each of us are amazing in so many different ways, and never let anyone take advantage of who you are and your beautiful, amazing soul that you have.
Thank you, Jamie. Beautiful, so well articulated and stated. Let's take a break. But we'll be back in just a few moments. And when we come back, how about we talk about, we move it off of relationships from man to woman, or for example, intimate or sexual relationships. Why don't we talk about woman to woman when we come back, and about healing our heart from heartbreak from a relationship woman to woman that didn't go so well? So let's take a break and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior,
perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
What kind of excuse do you have in life? What's keeping you from chasing your dreams? Being legally blind has never stopped Emily Perry from pursuing her dream. As a professional speaker, trainer, and life strategy coach, Emily spends her career working to educate, support, and provide guidance. Tune in to the Human Is My Label podcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com and open your hearts to creating, supporting, prioritizing inclusivity, and encouraging the best of humanity and equity.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Ship Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Hey, Burn Brighters, welcome back. We're live on the air. I've got a client, one of my all-time favorite clients, and yes, that's totally professionally appropriate to say I have favorite clients. We've got Jamie from Houston on, and we are actually, this is a live on the air, turned out to be energy psychology, gemstone diamond therapy session. We've actually got a 7-color ray therapeutic diamond in session. Do not try this at home. We're all in the honor system here. If you've got a diamond at home and you're wondering if it's therapeutic, I promise you it's not. Okay. So we're all in the honor system here. Do not start trying to figure out how to use your diamond to heal your heart. Okay. You have to work with a certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner who uses only therapeutic grade 7-color ray diamonds. And they're very, very rare. And just so you know, don't go there. Okay. Do not pick up a diamond and try to touch it or do something with it. There's a reason that diamond dealers only touch diamonds with tweezers. Okay. So we're all in the honor system here, but we are in space and Jamie and I are connected. I'm working, have her permission to work with her biofield. And we are in session here talking about heart to heart, how to heal our heartbreak woman to woman. And I've had experiences where I've had very, very close relationships, personal and professional and familial, with women, platonic relationships that literally broke my heart. So I know you have too, Jamie. So would you mind, could you like share a little bit, what do you have to say about this?
Yes, we all need girlfriends. We need that support system. We need each other to lift us up. And through this, I guess, soul search journey and challenge you've put me on to be the best person I can possibly be, you learn through this what feels right and going with your gut. And through life, we have childhood friends, like you said, friends for a short period, long period. I had a lifelong friend. I guess this goes out to people that have a relationship in their life that you just feel that loyalty. You have to talk to them all the time. You have to be there for them. You have to pick up the phone 5 times a day they call. And you go through the struggle bus with them day in, day out. And however, when people start pinpointing to you, and I'm going to just throw this out there. I have a girlfriend. We've been friends since we were 5 years old, did everything together, introduced her to my awesome doctor cousin. Every day was a miserable experience for her. I listened to every day how miserable she was. They finally get a divorce and she flies into Texas and she wants me to set her up with my ex-boyfriend and ask for my blessing. I'm like, whoa.
If you could just see me on the camera right now, my jaw just dropped.
Oh, yes. So then I, here I am. I'm traveling, enjoying my life. She's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you traveling? There must be something missing within you. Why do you have to go and explore different cultures? You need to look inside. Like anything I would say positive, she would turn into a negative. Do y'all have friends like that? And every negative she would have, I would try to say another positive and another positive. And I finally, about a year ago, woke up and said, I'm tired of trying to give positives. I'm tired of trying to find the silver lining and the lesson and everything because they just don't want to listen. And then she
They're not ready.
I told her
They're
I need to get my Yeah, not ready.
They're not ready. And then I They're said, not ready. Yeah.
Right. And it's like let's have our space. So then she clings on to my my parents and tries to be best friends with them and calls me, are you jealous that your parents are treating me like their daughter now? And you're all the way in Texas and they're in Louisiana. And I'm like, whoa. Then she tried to be friends with my brother, who I found her in bed with when we were in high school. And she had a boyfriend at the time.
And ladies and gentlemen, it just keeps getting better.
This is not the Dr. Phil show, I promise. I just sat down and I looked at all of the things and all of the statements. I could go on and on. Those are just some of them that really I had to look at and say, hey, I can't be in this toxic whirlwind tornado. And when I'm trying to heal myself and be the best person, and I have someone just constantly bringing me down. I say black, she says white or red. And, you know, so I knew, I said, no mas. And my brother, who is an amazing, spiritual, loving person, says, Jamie, do it with love. And say, yes. I love you, but I, and we have so many wonderful childhood memories together, but we have grown apart and I need time away and space to heal and to gain my strength and energy to grow. And I hope you can respect that. And with that, it was a huge weight lifted off of my chest and I could breathe. And I was like, wow. But I had to face it because we all tiptoe around certain little things because we don't want to hurt anybody, but you're hurting yourself. And when you stand up for what's right for you, and your path and your journey, you will feel alleviated and just refreshing. And you can be you and you don't feel like you have to tiptoe around other people and their feelings and be weighed down with all that drama. So my lesson was it's okay to let people that you loved your whole life, we give them time and distance. They don't have to be in that first circle. They can be in the third or fourth, you know, just at a distance and love them from afar. And at night, when I say my prayers, I send you love. If there's no resentment, I have forgiven you. I'm a forgiver and I continue to forgive. And I do it with love. And it's the hardest thing you can possibly do, but you do it for yourself. You do it for yourself so you can get out of bed every day. and live with love and kindness and treat everyone as you want to be treated.
That is exactly the key message, I think, of a part of the big gifts that are going on. This is one of the gifts that have come out of the pandemic, is exactly what you're describing. And this is a gift from the universe, and the timing of this Sturgeon full moon in Aquarius in the next 3 weeks. I'm so glad this came up today. In the last minute or two that we have here on the show, I just want to, again, thank you for calling in. And I just want to provide gratitude to the 7 Colorray Therapeutic Diamond. It's a 1.12 carat H grade VVS1 that's on the air, live working, live demonstration of diamond healing energy. As everybody knows, I'm working on my doctorate in energy psychology, specializing in those of us who have been harmed by loved ones with characteristics of narcissistic personality disorder and psychopathy. So I'm creating my entire life's work to cracking the code of narcissism and really helping anyone, but especially women, heal their hearts after we've been harmed by someone that we love, and to help people get on their mission and help everyone get up and burn bright today and burn brighter tomorrow, because we are all meant to have love and happiness and abundance and prosperity in our lives. And we are all meant to have everyone around us that is at the same place, like-minded, like-hearted, like-spirited individuals. All right. Thank you so much, Jamie. Everyone, come on over to the new website, Burn Bright Today. Let me know what you think. And next week, I've got Kathy Tucaro, world-renowned author, speaker with Dream Big. Keep it on, keep it on, and burn bright, my friends. See you soon. Thanks for listening to Burn Bright Today with me, Jennifer Jade Marcinelli, so you can burn brighter tomorrow. Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do, but a holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch me next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about me and to schedule a quantum healing session, visit burnbrighttoday.com. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.